Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome. All right, welcome back. This is the third part in our marathon podcast week. I'm calling it the marathon podcast week. Laura's totally laughing at me because I'm getting a little giddy and silly at this point. But I'm so excited to have Laura Erickson here. And we also have a sweet babe. And we probably won't be like super loud because we want her to enjoy this experience as well. So I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you for being here, Laura.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Okay, so Laura and I have been friends for at least maybe 3 or 4 years that we've known each other. We started seeing each other at shows. And of course, I was immediately drawn to your incredible work and the meaning and the symbols and just all these fun things. And so that's kind of how we met. But I have Laura on the podcast today to talk about this wonderful show that she's been a part of, the Certain Women Show that you were a part of last year. And then this year you got to help be more of an integral part. And kudos to you ladies, because you have done such a beautiful job. And we know it is such a sacrifice and such basically a year of your life that you've given. So basically you've incubated this beautiful baby at the same time as you've incubated this beautiful show. Yeah. So this is amazing. So I guess maybe just to start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, your art, your family, like whatever you want to share about your journey so far. That was a lot of questions. Okay. So maybe just do a background about you, yourself, and your family. Is that okay? Is that too many things? I know. We're going to go back into the extremities here. No, just kidding.
From the beginning. No. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, right about here. Right about there.
You can go a little bit higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
That's good.
So I always wanted to be an artist growing up in elementary school. They'd say, what do you want to be? I'd say artist. I ended up, but I loved music as well. So I actually pursued vocal performance in college for the first couple of years. And then I switched to studio art. So I went to 5 universities. And if... You're all 5. Okay. Penn State, Delaware County Community, Westchester University. Those are on the East Coast. And BYU... and Utah State. And I ultimately graduated from BYU with a BFA in painting and printmaking and sculpture. And then I moved back to the East Coast to DC, and I interned at the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden for the Smithsonian. And I was on the exhibition crew, so I installed and deinstalled shows and handled amazing artwork that you only see in the textbooks. And worked with amazing living artists in the contemporary field. Loved that. And then I actually did get an MAT in art education on the East Coast and was an art teacher for a bit. And then when I got married, I started having the ability to actually pursue my art a little bit more. I pursued it when I was single before I started in DC when I was interning at the Hirshhorn, but then as soon as I was done getting my MAT, because school takes a lot of time and energy, I was able to really put all of my energy into my art. And that's when I really started creating the amount that I am today. And it also coincided with getting pregnant. And so it's like as soon as I started having babies, I started having art come out of me, if you will. Just pour out of me. I became very prolific. It's kind of like nesting for me. Every time I'm pregnant, I'm like, I have to create, and I go insane. And then I have my baby, and then I'm pregnant again in a year, and I have to create. I've done that the last 4 years. I got 3 kids, 4-year-old, 2-year-old, and a 3-month-old. Yeah. So that's been kind of my journey, and I've been pursuing it pretty much full time since having kids, as full time as you can when you have little people. Yeah. And I really was a little worried moving out to Utah from the East Coast, honestly, as far as the art world is concerned, because I just loved it out there. And I mean, there's so much, like the Smithsonian is just, you can't compare, but I was very pleased and pleasantly surprised with all of the local art, with the local art scene, all of the involvement that everyone has in it and all of the options that there are. And so I've been blessed to be able to participate in that art scene, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's amazing.
Glad I'm here.
Yay. Okay, so tell me, what year did you guys move back here?
We moved back in 2015, like the end of October 2015.
Okay, so I probably 4 years ago, and that's about when I remember you kind of coming on my radar.
Jumped right into it.
Yeah, and that's right after I had my twins, and so I was kind of doing the same thing. I had babies, and then it's like it's time to create. Not when I'm pregnant, but after. That's awesome. No, I think that's beautiful. And you're right. It is a different art scene here compared to the East Coast. And that's so wonderful that you've been able to enjoy both. And you've had some amazing opportunities. That is awesome. Okay, so again, so you said you've got a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and then you've got the baby. And are they all girls?
I've got one boy and 2 girls.
Okay, and the boy's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. Yes, I remember now.
He
has long, luscious hair. No, but in my mind, I thought he was a boy. I don't know. I've met them once, maybe twice. They're so cute. Yes, but it's good for them. It's good for them. They go to all these art shows. Okay, so tell us, what are some of the things that you give up to be a mother artist?
I give up sleep. You know how they say nap when your children and babies nap? Doesn't happen.
Exactly.
I give up exercise. I give up cleaning and cooking. Now, not to say that never happens, but it ebbs and flows, and it depends on what's going on with the art. So sometimes in my current living situation, we're in a townhouse, I have taken over basically the entire main level, including the kitchen. So things can get a little crazy. So giving up order in all things. Those are a few major things.
That's good. Again, I mean, yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I give up a lot of the order just to get things done. And like you say, it ebbs and flows. And I think it's really easy for some of us to see the beauty, the amazing things that you're able to accomplish and think, oh, she's just superwoman. Or, you know, she just, you know, maybe somebody does all these things for her. But what they forget is that we really do make choices as artists, as mothers. So good job. I love it. That's great. Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Certain Woman show.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that I was in the show last year, well, about a year and a half ago. That was the initial show. I was invited by Nicole and the other two women, or three women, I think there were four of them, who spearheaded it all. And I was so excited. And so just, I loved their statement. I loved that they invited me. I felt so, you know, I was so happy. And then I was invited this next round to be a co-curator by Nicole Woodbury. And I asked her, I didn't really know her. Like, I met her at the show and we had one conversation. And I said, why did you ask me to do this with you? Because I wouldn't say we were even friends. We were acquaintances.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you just seemed really passionate about it. And I was like, well, I am. Guess that came off in our one conversation. So, yeah, that's how I got involved. I was definitely on board.
That's so cool. Okay, so now that you've got to be on, you know, the one side, you've got to participate in two different capacities. What would you say, looking at this year's show, is one of your favorite parts about this year's Certain Women show?
I love the cohesion in a unified idea. I like that we have an overall concept, because when I look at a show, I like to have an overarching idea, something that ties it all together, that gives it, makes it more unified. And so I like that we're all responding to the same thing in our own way, because you have the diversity. Everyone's going to do something different. Everyone expresses themselves differently and stylistically, the way we think, conceptually, everything. So you're going to have that variety, but we have the overarching idea that unifies it all. And I love that it's new work, that it's fresh work, that women cared enough to create something new for this show. I think that brought a different, I think that brought a vivacity to it. So those are my favorite things.
Those are great. Yeah, the show last year was beautiful, mostly just because I knew so many of you. So many of you were friends of mine, and so I was excited to see the show. But I love how you describe how it does evolve, because it does have that overarching idea. And it is brand new work created specifically for this show. And it is, it's a beautiful compilation of not only just of artists, but styles and, you know, just everything that's come out of the show because of you ladies and your vision and your willingness to put in the time. Like, it's really beautiful. So way to go on that. Okay. So tell us, obviously there's a couple things. So you asked everyone to participate with a piece of their own, but then you have a special part in the show because then you also asked everyone to participate in your collaborative piece, which I love. And if you get a chance, if you're not already following Laura, you need to go on her Instagram, because she's been slowly showing pieces of this collaborative piece. So I would love to have you talk about the piece, how you came up with the idea. Like, was it a group, the three of you? Was this just your idea? Like, maybe just give us an idea of how it's gone and some of your, you know, just favorite pieces within that piece as well.
Okay. It was my idea. I took it upon myself. I was crazy. I was pregnant at the time, and I had my own piece to do in addition to the collaborative piece. But when I have an idea that I like, I have to realize that idea if at all possible. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great if in addition to have this overarching idea and theme, that we had one piece that even emphasized the unity of us as women even more, like the capacity for doing something greater united as a part. And so I, you know, knowing that was extra work and I had this idea, I took that upon myself. I said, okay, I will spearhead this. I will, you know, get this collaborative piece together. And I would like, I haven't discussed this with the other curators, so we'll see, but I would like to have this be a every show thing, not necessarily me be the one who does it, but invite someone to do a collaborative piece, because I think it's really nice to have one piece that represents everybody involved. Yeah. And so I had this idea, and I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, but I work with objects. If anyone's familiar with my work, you look at it, I use objects, an array, a vast array. And so I thought, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I also do sculpture, and I've done installation. I've done a wide variety. I do painting. And so I just requested from every artist in the show, I said, please send me an object. Now, it was interesting, because everybody didn't really like that. Yes. All of the artists were not particularly pleased with my request, which baffled me a little bit, because I thought, you know, when you have an idea and you have a vision, it's easy for you to understand. But I had a lot of people ask me multiple questions. What do you mean? What do you want exactly? What does this piece mean? What's the point? And I just had to say, I mean, part of the concept was not giving them direction. Right. And that's the way that I work. Right. And I didn't know the end from the beginning. And that's the way that I work. Yeah. And I had artists who don't work that way, who are frustrated with the way that I work. So that was interesting. I didn't anticipate that, but I collected as many objects as I could. It was unrealistic to expect every single artist would actually send me one, but a number of them did. And I got some things that I do not see as three-dimensional. When I think of an object, I think of something very three-dimensional, right? And I was given an intaglio print. I was given a graphite drawing on paper, yes, and things like that, which I was like, oh, okay, how am I going to make this work? Because ultimately what I did is I took 90 squares, 90 separate panels, and put them together to create one piece. And I put an impression of each thing that was sent to me on these panels. And I wanted everyone to be represented. And so that's why I did 90 panels, regardless of whether the artist sent me something or not. They were represented equally. Everyone had the same amount of space. And the women who were not able or decided not to send me an object were still participants, even though they didn't necessarily know it, because they gave me the negative space. And I don't mean they were the negative, I mean, they gave me negative space to play with in the composition, which was a new challenge for me, which I've never had before in that sort of technique. So it was really interesting. Anyway, I was really excited about conceptually, because regardless of what they did or what they didn't do, everyone was equally represented, and it all made the piece more beautiful and cohesive and complete. And the objects, in terms of like the technique, I just was really challenged in with my methods, because I was given things like paper, which for what I do is scary. It was a risk. It was a risk, and a feather, and like these things that I've just never experimented with, but it worked. I just kind of slapped things down in my medium, and I thought, well, we'll see what happens. And it turned out. So I'm really pleased with the result.
Yeah. So it's absolutely stunning. And when you go, it's the first thing you see. You walk up the steps and there it is. And it's really exquisite. I love the placement of the piece, because it was welcome to the show and here we are. And like you said, it was represented everyone. It's funny because, you know, I was trying to decide what object to give you. And then you started sending these questions, like, these are the things that I've received. And I was like, oh wow, people are having a lot of questions. And it's so funny because I think more like you do, right? And I love to have open-ended things, and I love to be able to give open-ended things, but you're right, not everyone thinks that way. And so that was my aha, like, oh, just because we're all artists doesn't mean that we all have this great idea. And then for me, I was like, ooh, Laura's getting 90 objects. And so that's why I was trying to give you little things. And I remember I saw you at the spring salon and you're like, I brought the objects. Like, I didn't know which one to give you. And you're like, oh, there's so little. I'm like, I wanted it to be easy. And I didn't know, because I knew some people would give you big things. And I'm like, I don't know, I'll just do something little.
Some people did.
But what I loved was that, like, for example, somebody gave you, I don't know, was it a colored pencil? And the paint had literally come off, and that was so beautiful. And then I think that Nicole told me, was it Amelia that gave you an airplane?
Yeah.
And of course, that's perfect. Yeah, because that goes with her whole concept. Anyways, I just loved it. And I've really enjoyed getting to see your little blips on each little square. So that's been really special. That's so cool. Okay, so I think it's a wonderful idea to create these collaborative pieces, like for shows to come. I think that's wonderful. I think that would be incredible. Your piece, let's talk about your piece for a minute. It is absolutely exquisite. I love that you chose the gold. It's, again, it just embodies the piece. It's just so vibrant. It's I love just everything you do. I love that you're always all in on everything that you do. And I think that's why I like your work so much, because it's so clear to me what you're doing. And then, of course, I read your statement and it's just really beautiful. But I love the piece. I love that you had it between Cassandra and Emily's pieces. It just was this perfect trio together. And again, there were so many things that we could say about that, but why don't you tell everyone a little bit about more your piece, the process, and the meaning behind it.
Okay. My piece, the process and the meaning. So I do this very textural sort of painting that I started with my first pregnancy. And it's that same technique where I take objects and I make a design out of them in my medium and make impressions. So it really entices the viewer to touch it, which I like. And I've heard that a lot of viewers do touch it. But I like having that feeling like yes, yes, like it come, you know, look at it, touch it. So I did the same technique that I've been doing for pretty much all the work I'm known for in Utah. And making it gold was a risk for me. It was scary. I was afraid to do it. Oh, really? Yes, because I love the white and I love the natural transfer from the objects. I love how it oxidizes and it gives me that warm rust color, and how some gray from the tool. I just love the natural state of it all, how it happens that way. And I love being in control of it, but not being in control of it. And so this was giving me more control of it, and I was afraid to just make it make it gold. But conceptually, it just had to be.
Yeah.
Because conceptually, it's called Things of My Soul, which is taken from Nephi, a quote about him writing the things of his soul for the posterity and benefit of his, for his posterity, for the benefit of his children, basically. And so the size of the canvas, like the dimensions, it's like into a page from the Book of Mormon, from the Golden Plates. And it's my engravings of my record. It's things of my soul, as opposed to Nephi, things for my children. And so that was the idea behind it. And the theme of the show is what is the purpose? What is my purpose? And I think, you know, that's really vast, right? Like it's everything. That was a really hard challenge. I thought we asked everyone to do this and I'm having a really hard time with this myself. And I think it changes. You know, I think certain things, yes, are always your purpose, but I think it can change as well. As you go through life, you have different thoughts on what your purpose is. And not to say those purposes will ever go away, but it was so vast that for me, I chose one thing. I didn't write down everything, like my entire purpose. I chose my children,
yeah,
specifically because they are so much a part of me. It is my life right now. We're all in all of this together. And so I chose kind of that facet of my life purpose to convey via my current painting technique.
I love it.
But the gold was scary. And I put a million coats on it. And I was like, okay, I think it's done. We'll see. We'll see how it's received.
Oh,
we'll see.
My goodness.
We'll see how this goes.
It's absolutely vibrant and stunning, and it took my breath away because I am so used to your white. And so I walked around the corner and went,
I was like,
you know, like I was about ready to break out into song and dance, and I was like, this is amazing, Laura. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that I got excited when I videoed it. I'll have to go back and watch that again. But yeah, it's absolutely stunning. And I love that you chose to do the gold because, yeah, it's something different than what you typically do. And it does feel more controlled.
Yeah.
But I love that it's for your children. I love the tie-in with the things of your soul and relating back to Nephi and the gold plates. I think that's beautiful. What a treasure. What a treasure. Okay. So I know this is a hard one. I know this is hard, but I want you to do it anyways. I want you to tell us about one or two of some of the other pieces in the show that have really impacted you and that maybe surprised you. Maybe it was something that you didn't expect from that artist.
So Annie Poon's animation most definitely moved me. I love it because you walk in, you enter the show, and you can hear it playing. It's on a fairly sizable TV, and the speakers are at a good level. And you walk in, and you immediately hear her very soothing voice reciting this poem, which is a beautiful poem. And along with the violin music behind, played by her sister, it just creates this really beautiful environment and ambiance as you look through. I mean, you look at her piece, obviously, and look at it for the duration of time. But then when you walk around and see the artwork surrounding it, you can still hear the poem repeating again and again with the music. And it just creates this really lovely environment. And it almost feels, it gives it even a greater sense of unification, the show, hearing that one piece in the background while you're viewing the rest of the art. So it's really cool. So it was supposed to just be on headphones. And there are headphones there that work, but I really like having the headphones unplugged so that you listen to it again and again in the back of your mind as you're viewing the artwork. It makes the whole thing more of an experience. So I love that. Also, Paige Turner. So excited to have her in this show. Big fan of her gorgeous work and so happy that I was able to install her piece.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful. Those three figures with that weave in between all of them connected, the sisters, the sisterhood, just everything it represented. Gorgeous. So Paige Turner was another one that definitely moved me. There's so many. It's really hard to pick and choose. By the way, everyone did a great job. And Maggie Haslam. So go Maggie Go Lightly Haslam. So she's at the end a very somewhat sizable triptych of paper, of handmade paper, large sheets of this paper. And she recycled materials and took things like notebooks from high school and recycled them to create this paper, and writes about the symbolism behind all of that in regards to her purpose. And I thought visually that was just really simple and beautiful and intricate as you looked at it closely. Mm-hmm. And so I loved that experience as well.
So good. Yeah, all three of those pieces were amazing. Yeah, I guess starting with Maggie's piece, yeah, I felt the same way. It was very, I was just surprised at how delicate, but how powerful it was. And it really just kind of did something special to that space. It was beautiful and yet so delicate. Oh, it's amazing. And then Paige, I loved seeing the behind the scene pictures that you guys took installing that piece, because that did take several of you, which of course was symbolic as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Paige's work is incredible. And I love hearing about Annie's and how that ties in the whole show. So you have a piece that ties together the show. Your piece visually ties together the show. And then Annie's has that overall, the soothing voice, but almost like this, I don't want to say haunting, but ethereal.
No, it is.
No, there's a part of it in where there's an echo effect on her voice, because it's talking about when she's in the cave and it has this echo effect. It really is ethereal. it's gorgeous. It's great.
It is. It's as beautiful and ethereal and haunting as it can possibly be. But I do think that you're right. It's another way to tie the show together. So we've got that visual aspect. We have the auditory aspect. And I think that is so special. So yeah, I love the ones that you chose. That's amazing. So for you personally, what are your plans and hopes for the show for coming years?
Well, we want it to continue to expand. So we'd like to have a further reach. Like now we're a national show. Like technically we have artists from the other side of the continent that are in it, but we'd like it to be worldwide. Like it would be great if we could have people from Africa, from Europe, from everywhere, you know, be in it. Like that's the dream. That takes funding. So a hope is that we get more. We are getting support, which is great, but the hope is to get more support, financial support, so that we can put it towards funding to get more people in the show abroad, because these people aren't going to be able to all be able to financially participate. So we're hoping to have a fund that can grow, and how that will grow is by selling the pieces in the show.
Exactly.
So we really want people to come to the show and to value that work and to buy that work. And the funds go to the artist, and a percentage goes to certain women. And so that percentage is what we are building to give us more options to open things up in the future. So in addition to more participants from all over, we would like to have other venues be an option. Maybe it would be a traveling show. I mean, so many dreams, so many homes. A lot of it is dependent on support, meaning purchasing artwork from this show so we can make it grow. And then the following show, we can make that grow. Just kind of gain momentum so that it can grow and evolve.
I'm so glad that you brought that portion up, because I remember at the beginning when you were sending out the emails and you were asking, you know, go ahead and talk to people about how they can participate in this show, because we have a greater vision. And there, for those of you that are listening, there is a place to donate right on the certainwomenartshow.com website. Hopefully I said that correct, but I want to say it's just a Venmo. You can Venmo. There's a place to donate. Obviously there's lots of ways that you can support. You can buy the artwork. You can participate in one of the awards. If it's not something that you're able to do this year, you could do it. You could just say, I have intentions to participate and to donate, an award or a percentage next year. It sounds like it doesn't matter as long as you know that they are constantly working to make this, to continue this effort. So yes. Okay. So awesome. So this will be really great. I just think that what you guys are doing is amazing. I'm so appreciative and well done, because it's really taking off and it's very exciting. Okay. So we have this sweet baby down here, and she's making the most beautiful noises like right on cue. But before she wakes up or gets too restless in here, you do such a beautiful job of including your family, your daughters, your son, your husband, with everything you do. Obviously, you've told us a little bit, a snippet into what it's like at your home, and that you guys are not afraid to let the art kind of take over to make sure that it happens. But I've noticed that I love that you include your kids, your husband, in everything. So talk to us a little bit about maybe some of your favorite projects you guys have done together, or just how you include your family.
Okay. Well, my pregnancy series. I mean, I've kind of been pregnant or recovering from pregnancy for the last 5 years of my life. So that's been my life, and I have never had childcare. So I am the sole caretaker. I mean, my husband, not that he's completely uninvolved, but you know, he goes to work every day and works. So he works away, I work at home. So I mean, frankly, not having them involved isn't an option, right? Yeah. For me, my work, I strongly pull from what I'm experiencing in the moment. And so I do have a number of things going on. I don't just work on, so some people would see my pregnancy series and not even think I was the same artist necessarily. If you're fairly familiar with what I do, you will see similarities, but someone who isn't, I don't think they'd even think I was the same artist, because I work in different mediums. And anyway, a lot of silhouette work with my pregnancy style, with my pregnancy series and everything, but definitely, the pregnancy projects, because it started with my first pregnancy. I told my husband, I was out doing a painting, one of my tree pieces, which is another series that I was doing out in DC. And I looked down at my silhouette. The sun was shining and it was projecting my very altered silhouette onto the canvas that was on the ground. And I was looking at my profile and I was like, huh. And that was the beginning of my silhouette work in the pregnancy series. I then had my husband trace my silhouette every week for the last 20 weeks of my pregnancy. Wow. And I then worked on the paintings, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But then when having my babies and having the physical actual little people we created there, I realized, you know, this really is just as much a part of their lives as it is mine. This pregnancy is not just about me and the baby inside of me. It's about everyone in the family, and it affects everybody. It affects the babies that I have. It affects my husband. This is an entire family experience. So this last project that I did silhouettes again, but I simplified it to my husband's, you know, he was very glad that I simplified it this time. He didn't have to trace me 20 times. He just had to trace me maybe like a dozen. But I did the silhouettes again, and I had my toddlers color them in. So my husband's part was in tracing. Now that is a skill, and it was a skill of mine as a pregnant lady to stay still so he could trace my silhouette, and I would balance up on like some books. And then he'd trace me, and then I'd have my babies color it in, and just, you know, not control, just giving up control. So that's another thing, just giving up control and letting them kind of have at it, because they should be just as involved as I am. So, and then I'm going to go back. This is something that I'm going to finish. They're finished to a certain point, but I'm then going to go back with another layer and add some design work and stamping work with pattern and objects as I do. So that, I think I lost track of what the question is. That is my favorite project with my family thus far, and where it's very collaborative. I see it as a family collaboration. Yeah.
It totally is. And I just love seeing all that you guys are doing. And I can tell that your older two kids love to do it with you. And it's such a special thing to be able to do something that you love with the people that you love. And I think that there's a special bond with families that create together, you know? So I think it's pretty cool. So what kind of, like, what are some things that you've learned about including your family, and what kind of advice would you give to others who want to share their passion or their projects with their family?
Okay, well, what have I learned? I've learned, I think I kind of said this, if you want to get it done, you have to include them. Yes. It's not that they've been included in every single little thing, yes, but if you're driven to create as much as I seem to be, there really isn't an option. So embrace it. So let it become part of your work. Let it influence your work. And I've learned that that makes it better. And that I'm a better artist because of being a mother and having them involved. And frankly, I mean, our education system beats the creativity and the light out of our children. And not everyone. I mean, I survived. We survived. Some of us survive, but I just love the excitement and the life that comes from children's art and the mark making and just the confidence. I mean, I wish we all had that confidence. I wish all adults that aren't artists had that confidence. Absolutely. But, you know, it's beaten out of us at a certain point. So I just love that life that children bring to creating art. So I mean, they make me look good. It's all my babies. It's not me. But advice I would give to other people is try it out. Yeah. I mean, it makes your little ones feel important and fun and yeah, they've really, you know, it's an exciting thing to work on mommy's painting and then they show everyone. And but yeah, advice, yeah, just try it out and be willing to give up control. It's the whole control factor. Yes. And embracing the freedom that comes from having a child involved and the ambiguity of the end product. Yes. And being okay with that.
Thank you. I love all those. I love the giving up. I love the just trying, you know, just give them a chance. And I feel like you kind of alluded to this in your earlier talks about the pregnancy series, but basically it's a better piece or it's a better series because you've allowed them to be a part. And I think that's so beautiful. Again, the sum of your family is greater than each individual parts, you know? So it's beautiful. That's so cool. Okay. So what are some projects or series that you have on the horizon or you hope to start in the near future?
Okay. I'm going to be featured in a couple of books. One it's about our Heavenly Mother, Makartha Krishna. She's putting together a compilation of 20 artists, 20 different interpretations or images of Heavenly Mother. And so one of my paintings will be printed off in that book, A Girl's Guide to Heavenly Mother. Really looking forward to that coming out. It'll be out in about a year. It'll be in a show that correlates with that book. Yeah, I'm really excited. That's going to be great. So really excited about that project. And then I'll be in a show, I guess, that's related to a book, but my piece won't be in a book. And the book is articles collected from women in the church that talks about them balancing, having faith and living the gospel along with, feminism and being a woman in it all. So it's a series of articles that address that. And one of my pieces called Balancing Act, a silhouette of a woman balancing all of these different objects on her head, on her shoulders, and her hands is going to be in a show correlated with that book. And that'll be at Written Vision in January. And so those are things that I have on the docket. I would like to continue my Woman with a Discombobulated Body series, which just kind of my post-pregnancy series. I'd made a small, what do you call those twisty dolls? You know, those dolls you mix and match, like you have like a cow head or like a chicken body, elephant feet. I made one of those at my show called Metamorphosis, which is in relation to being pregnant and having children. I had Written Vision a couple of years ago. It's a small one of one is a woman. I have a woman, a cow, a chicken. A woman, a cow, a chicken. Come on, what's my last one? It's another animal. I can't. Oh, and myself. It's not. I guess I'm an animal. No, I'm not a woman, a cow, a chicken. Clearly my mind has left me. Another animal. I don't remember what. An elephant. An elephant. And so I had this mix match doll there, and I made prints of her in with different combinations, right? And this is small scale. We're talking like 14 inches by 4 inches. I want to make a giant mix match doll that is life size. So we're talking 6 feet tall by the cubes will probably be 2 by 2 by 2 by 2 by 2. 2 foot cube. 3 of these connected together with carvings of a woman, a chicken, an elephant, and a cow. And what I want to do is the same concept of making huge prints in all sorts of combinations and having those around this doll that people can come and kind of manipulate to their liking. So I know that's completely related to all the work that we've been talking about of mine, but that's a project that I would like to realize that has been simmering on my in my brain for a while. I'd also like to continue my gold series. I think I'd like to explore that some more and probably just do it the same size, have it be, you know, so it looks like a page out of the brass plates type of thing. And so that's something else I would definitely like to pursue. I have so many ideas. Can't do them all at once, so we'll see.
Yeah, good. I can't wait to see all these things come into be. I'm excited about the book, the Girl's Guide to Heavenly Mother. That's going to be amazing, and the Written Vision show will be awesome. It sounds like they're going to be doing a lot of readings, right, from the book, so that'll be really special. So yeah, lots of good things. I'm very excited about your metamorphosis thing, your project, and then of course the gold. I'm super excited to see more of the gold. It's kind of one of those things, when I saw that piece I was like, oh my gosh, why have I never seen one of these of Laura's before? And now you're just like, now we got to see more. Open the floodgates. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to be amazing. Well, I'm super excited. And this has been awesome. You guys, I can't believe the baby slept through that. That she's a total angel. Okay, let's all pray that she sleeps so that Laura can drive home. But okay, so yeah, so tell us, where can everybody find your work? Maybe let us know your website, Instagram, Facebook, like wherever you want people to look for your stuff.
Instagram is Laura Erickson Art, LauraErickson Art. And then my website is ericksonatkinson.com, ErickSonAtkinson.com. I go by Laura Erickson professionally for obvious reasons. No offense to the Atkinson side. Erickson's just better.
This is so great. Oh, you crack me up. You guys, I kind of wish that I had done your interview as a YouTube video because you're so fun when you talk. It's so awesome. Oh my gosh, that's so great. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I don't know if you heard her, but she served a mission in Italy. So that's so great. Were you in Milan? What was your mission? Milan? Okay, so cool. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that now that we're going off. Okay, so thank you again for coming, for telling us about this show, for being a part of the show, for sacrificing, like all the things, and for sharing your heart, for giving us a little sneak peek into your fun home. I'm excited to see where this next phase goes. So thank you again for coming.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Okay, sending so much love from Laura and I and the sleeping babe from the Candy Colored Studio, and have a very wonderful day.
Ditto. She
said. All right. Love you. Love you guys. Bye.